From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Newly inaugurated South Korean President Moon Jae-in said he's prepared to visit North Korea if necessary to try to ease tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear and missile program.
안보 위기도 서둘러 해결하겠습니다.
Mr. Moon said he would resolve the issue of national security as quickly as possible. He said he'll travel to Washington, Beijing, and Tokyo, even Pyongyang, if the conditions are right, to firmly establish peace on the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Moon was sworn in Wednesday, a day after a landslide victory that saw him take the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Law student Joe Koo is studying in Los Angeles.
I think change is good overall. There's been so many problems with Korean presidents. Since the very first one. So hopefully this change will be something different, something new, like everyone's hoping.
Mr. Moon vowed to further strengthen the alliance with the U.S., but held out the possibility of renegotiating deployment of the U.S. anti-missile system called THAAD. Bruce Bennett is an analyst with the RAND Corporation.
During the campaign, he was clearly speaking to his supporters in saying that that needed to be reevaluated. I'm sure he will do a reevaluation, but it's not clear that he will conclude that THAAD shouldn't be deployed.
Mr. Moon replaces his ousted predecessor, Park Geun-hye, detained and on trial over a corruption scandal. Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila named a new transitional government Tuesday, despite opposition criticism that he was violating a previous agreement. Mr. Kabila agreed in December to stay on beyond a two-term limit, provided new elections were held this year. But talks broke down in March. The approximately 60 ministers and vice ministers named on Tuesday are holdovers mostly from his previous government. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has authorized the arming of YPG Kurds in Syria fighting alongside Arab militia against Islamic State. They make up the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces driving toward the IS-held city of Raqqa. The move places the U.S. at odds with Turkey, who considers the YPG a terrorist group. White House spokesman John Spicer sought to reassure Turkey that the U.S. is committed to preventing additional security risks and protecting its NATO ally.
The U.S. continues to prioritize support for Arab elements of the SDF. Raqqa and all liberated territory should return to the governance of local Syrian Arabs. The fight for Raqqa will be long and difficult, but ultimately yet another defeat for ISIS and another step towards eliminating the ISIS threat that threatens peace and security in the region and the world.
Speaking Tuesday in Denmark, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who spoke with his Turkish defense counterpart, said the intent was to work with the Turks to take Raqqa down. Turkey's president visits the White House next week. The French medical charity Doctors Without Borders has warned of a drastic increase in cholera cases in strife-torn Yemen. MSF, as it's called, said its teams have seen more than 30 fatalities and hundreds of sick patients since March. A Nigerian presidential spokesman acknowledged Tuesday that at least one of the Chibok schoolgirls who could have been freed from the insurgent group Boko Haram refused to leave because she's married to a militant fighter. Chibok community leader Sambido Hosea Abana, however, insisted they all must be rescued.
These girls were taken without their consent, without the parents' consent, without even the government consent. Therefore, their rescue is without their consent.
The government Saturday exchanged 82 schoolgirls held in captivity since April 2014 for several detained Boko Haram commanders. President Trump has fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, saying he is no longer able to effectively lead the agency. The president acted on the recommendation of the attorney general and his deputy. Senate Republican member of the Intelligence Committee Susan Collins said it would not impact an investigation into allegations the Russians may have tried to influence last year's election.
It will have absolutely no impact at all on the investigation that we on the Intelligence Committee are conducting.
Mr. Trump's decision followed an FBI admission that Comey overstated a key finding in the investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email. An explosion at a fireworks factory warehouse in Mexico late Monday claimed the lives of 14 people, mostly children. Scores were injured. The blast rocked the village of San Isidro in central Puebla state. The Trump administration is suspending millions in aid to Kenya's health ministry over corruption allegations. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.